Hey.
How's that hang, essay?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Kick ass.
I wanted to tell you, I was reading this really interesting story today. I was in the midst of my day where I went from one office visit to another, from one crazy thing to another. I had a chance to pick up this story and read it, and I thought, I can't wait to get on the air tonight and tell you about it because it's so wacky. Okay, so now you've heard about people that are, I guess they do things for a living where they work with their hands and they end up losing a finger or a fingertip or, or they, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, you have options. You can have it sewn back on. You can just, you know, whatever. Well, there's a brand new, I guess it's some sort of powder that the makers of it are just referring to as pixie dust. And it regrows fingers.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. That's what they say.
Who's they? The Weekly World News?
No. This is actually, let me tell you something. It was on Fox News. That's where I first read it. And the Courier Mail, the Daily Mail, so it made its way to Australia, England, America. It's all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, it's not called pixie dust. That's just what they're calling it, just to sort of be, you know. But it's a secret. It's like this regrowth powder. It's a Cincinnati model shop salesman who made it.
I'm not buying that.
Let me tell you something. Listen, it's known as extracellular matrix. It's bursting with collagen, you know, that protein.
Right.
It gives skin strength and elasticity. That's what collagen does.
Mm-hmm.
And this part's kind of gross, but it's made from dried pig's bladder. But it was developed to regenerate damaged ligaments in horses. And this guy thought, I wonder if it works for humans. So, you know, he had this... I think it was his brother. I don't know what their relationship was. It wasn't clear because I read like five different articles, but somehow they knew each other. And the guy had lost parts of his fingers.
This finger?
No, not that finger, but thank
how about
you
this
very
finger?
Much. No, yeah, that's you're number one.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. But the guy had lost fingers in a model plane accident.
A model plane accident.
Yeah,
was he doing trying to ride on a model plane?
Yeah, you're not really supposed to fly in them. You're supposed to fly them.
Well, no, one of those where it's like remote control. Yeah, the propeller chopped off his fingers. So he tried this stuff, and it worked. His fingers grew back.
Really?
And the doctors were like, "Your fingers grew back?" Like the doctor looked at the finger and looked at the X-ray and the pictures and was like, "This is amazing."
It grew this finger back?
Would you stop it? Really? Seriously? Put that back in your pocket.
So if you cut your finger off, it'll grow it back from scratch?
That's what this is saying. Here's the thing that's interesting. The scientists are saying that, like, the doctors and everything who came running around who were excited about this, they're not clear how the powder works, but the people who developed it believe that it kickstarts the body's natural healing process by sending out signals that mobilize the body's own cells that repair damaged tissue.
Really?
Kind of interesting, right? But it reminded me, it's one of those things where I felt like it was, you know, it's one of those things where if anything happens at home, you go, here, eat this, you'll feel much better. Or, you know what I mean? Like, what was that movie, Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Right, with Windex.
Windex, everything Windex.
Mm-hmm.
You'll feel much better with Windex. People have these homegrown remedies that seem to work.
Or they live by it. My mom would have these plants, the aloe vera plants,
mm-hmm.
that you would break a thing off the plant and then rub it on whatever you cut yourself with,
mm-hmm.
and she swore by them.
Yeah, aloe vera. It heals scars.
Mm-hmm.
If you're bleeding, aloe vera. Cut yourself, aloe vera. You sunburn, aloe vera.
Right.
Works for everything.
She would take the plant on vacation in case you got some.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she did.
They sell it in a tube.
But this is back in the 80s, 70s, and 80s.
Your mother took that plant on vacation with you.
In case we got sunburned.
I think even back then they sold it in a tube.
Don't tell Anthony's mother.
I remember having it when I was a kid. And
now we know where he gets it from.
And I'm older than you are.
Mm, you didn't have it in a tube.
It was like a pump thingy.
It wasn't a pump thingy.
I don't know. So what are your homegrown remedies? Do you have some remedies like this? Some pixie dust or some kind of powder? Or some kind of just anything.
This lady I know, she swears if your kids have a high fever at night when mm-hmm. they're trying to sleep, if you cut a potato up and put it in their socks, the fever will go away.
Put it in their socks that are in the sock drawer or their socks that they're wearing?
The socks that they're wearing.
So, wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
Okay.
Kid has a fever.
Right.
Kid's wearing socks.
Right.
Cut up a potato. Raw.
Right. Slice it up.
Slice it up. Put it in the kid's socks.
Yes. And when you wake up in the morning, the potato will be all black because it sucked all the bad stuff into the potato.
Don't give your kid Advil or any of that kind of stuff.
No, put the potato in their sock.
Just potato socks.
Yeah, she would say that.
Now, Ryan, you have a good homegrown remedy for us, huh?
Yeah, I learned this one in high school, and I don't remember who passed it on to me, but when you have a headache, particularly a sinus headache or a pressure headache that's in the front of your head,
mm-hmm.
you pinch your hand. Basically, you use your other hand, of course, and you use your thumb and forefinger, and you pinch the meat in between your thumb and your pointer finger.
Mm-hmm.
The harder you pinch, the faster your headache goes away.
You know, somebody did that to me once. I had a terrible headache, and I was at a party, and I didn't have any like Advil or anything with me. And somebody told me that, and they came over and did it for me. It worked.
My younger brother swore that it was a mean practical joke, and that I was laughing at him because the harder he would press, I would tell him, you know, keep pressing harder.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it worked for me.
I think it must be a pressure point. If you believe in like acupuncture and stuff like that, it must be a pressure point for headaches.
Yep, it must. That's exactly what it is.
It saves you the Advil.
That's true. Hey, that's great, Ryan. I forgot about that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. I forgot. It was years ago someone did that, but as he was talking, I was thinking, that sounds kind of familiar.
We had a guy at the station one time.
Mm-hmm.
He had a really bad headache, so I told him to do that.
Yeah.
So like 3 hours, he came back in the studio. My headache's gone, but my head really hurts.
Oh, Anthony. Of course. Why am I not surprised? But somebody you know.
It was funny.
So what are some of your really good homegrown remedies? What's ways that we could heal ourselves just with stuff we have around the house? Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
So, Melissa, what's something good that we can do if we have...
I've actually thought of another one as I've been sitting here in the car. Sorry about the screaming kids. But the first one that I heard about this week was spraying Listerine around you in your area outside to ward off mosquitoes. So I'm going to try that.
Huh.
And then I've also heard from numerous people that Vicks Vapor Rub on your toe fungus, or, you know, like if you mm-hmm. have nail fungus,
yeah.
would clear that up.
Which is so good because that toe fungus medication is so expensive.
And yeah. And my mom took it forever and it didn't really work. And so now she just puts Vicks on it and it cleared it right up.
You're kidding. I'm so glad you told me that.
Nope. And I've heard tea tree oil too, but I mean, Vicks, most people have Vicks laying around, so.
Right. And there's all kinds of stuff in Vicks. You can smell that from miles away. You know it's working on something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
that's good.
I'm really anxious to try the Listerine because in Minnesota we just have huge mosquitoes, and we live near wetlands, so mm-hmm. we're going to have them again, you know.
So you just pour it around the area where you're going to be hanging out.
Actually, you put it in a spray bottle, apparently, and you just spray it. You spritz it around you and around your deck or your patio, and apparently,
mosquitoes don't like Listerine.
It's like a hot email right now that was passed around this week, so who knows?
Well, I think it's true because mosquitoes have terrible breath.
Yeah. You might want to check Snopes.com just to make sure it's not an urban legend.
Try it anyway.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, look, it's not like Listerine's expensive,
yeah,
so
do
what?
It anyway. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I have some, and I keep it out of reach of the kids anyway, so it's a good use for it.
Good, that's helpful.
Because Minnesota mosquitoes have carried off small children before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a state bird.
Definitely. It should be.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you. That's a good one, especially with the summer coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Now, Heather, what's a really good homegrown remedy that you have?
Well, my granddaddy, he passed away in 92, so this was probably back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
He had this friend that I don't think he was very smart. His name was Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, Carlos had hemorrhoids really bad, and he asked my granddaddy what to do. And he said just to get him a handful of Absorbing Junior and splash it up on his tail.
Yeah.
And he would get rid of him. He said it set him on fire. He said, but it made it a lot better.
I wonder if it actually works, though.
Well, he seemed to think it did once he got past the flames on his butt.
So that's the trick. You make something else hurt worse.
Right.
Thank you, Heather. That's good. Okay, now I know what Absorbine Junior does.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Don.
Hello, how are you all doing tonight?
We're good. Now, we're learning some homegrown remedies that people have, because this is the kind of thing that's usually passed on for generations, and we're sharing them with each other.
Okay, well, I'd like to share, okay? This one goes, Anthony, are you there?
Yep.
Okay, this one's for you, dude.
All right.
go get a Harley, and every time your old lady starts griping, get on that thing and ride.
Hey.
Ah,
it gets...
I got a Harley, and that's all I did Sunday.
It gets rid of wives.
But why is it sitting in the garage, dude? Break it out.
That's what I did all day Sunday.
I'll bet you did.
Oh, fabulous, man. Trailers are for sissies anyway.
Exactly. I'm learning all the lingo now.
Hey, man. I'll catch back with you on another day.
Thanks. And windshields are for cars.
Is that the lingo?
Yeah.
Is it like, if you're a Harley driver and you see another Harley driver, is there something you're supposed to say to each other, like a club handshake?
No, you wave at them. As you're driving down the road, you do a little hand motion out to the side of you.
Yeah, but I had a Honda Accord, I did that to other Honda Accords. You know, that's nothing secret. Everyone does that.
No, it's you have to do it on a bike.
Otherwise?
They chase you down and beat you up.
Right.
I did that the other day. I'm driving down the road, and I see a bike coming at me. I was like, oh, I'll be nice and wave at him, you know. And I waved at him, and it was a moped. I'm like, oh.
Oh.